Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, a holiday. But despite this holiday weekend and despite the weather, it's getting warm in certain parts of the country. It's beautiful up here in the great Northwest. Despite all of that, it was a disastrous weekend for Hollywood. Two gigantic movies that they cannot figure out why they crashed and burned so badly, including the worst ever performance by a Disney Pixar movie. That would be for Elemental, which we reviewed on Friday. We will get to that and to much more. There is also all kinds of developments on the presidential campaign on both sides, involving people like Mike Pence and Tim Scott and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And, yes, of course, Chris Christie, who has been everywhere. First up, Mike Pence, because he got a tremendous piece where he looked very good, it seems to me. And it's going to be impossible for anybody to read this interview, which he did with the Wall Street Journal, and Kyle Peterson did the interview. And there's a very nice drawing of Mike Pence with American flags flying in the background. And it's not an endorsement by the Wall Street Journal, but it kind of leads you to think maybe this is where some of the folks over there at the most influential of all conservative newspapers, that's maybe an indication of where they're headed. And they begin the interview presenting it this way. They say, among the oddities of the 2024 presidential campaign is a contest between a former president and his vice president. Why should Republican primary voters favor Mike Pence over the man who put him on the ticket 7 years ago? And then they quote Mike Pence. He says, Donald Trump promised to govern as a conservative, and we did for 4 years, Mr. Pence says. He makes no such promise today. I mean, with regard to a whole range of issues, he and a few others in this field are moving away from a traditional conservative agenda. Now, it seems to me that that sounds, well, where's Trump moving away from that traditional conservative agenda? Pence specifies it. And in fact, he made that point with Chuck Todd on the air, speaking about balancing the budget and our national debt. Listen, this is clip 14.
Donald Trump's position on the national debt is identical to Joe Biden's. And to me, the Republican Party has to be the party of growth and fiscal responsibility and reform. I think we owe it to those kids of mine and yours, to my granddaughters, to square our shoulders and be straight with the American people about the magnitude of this national debt.
I admire you on this issue, but you realize it's an unpopular issue.
Okay, again, is it really unpopular? Do people out there really believe that we can just continue borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, and that Social Security is going to be fine and Medicare is going to be fine, and at some point or another, people are going to have to actually face up to the reality that you can't just go up before the public and say, I'm going to defend Social Security and we're not going to change anything, and we're basically. And this was the last stages of the Trump administration, too. Do you remember at a point when there were checks being sent out all across the country to help people get over the economic dislocations of the pandemic and the COVID virus? And the Congress had reached an agreement, a compromise agreement of sending $1,600 per person, and then Trump insisted that it be more, that it be $2,000 per person, and there was no reason for it. The reason for it was to try to outbid Congress and to make it look that he was a bigger spender than Biden in that case. And he was. The interview with Pence, they go on, they say, during a visit to the Journal this week, that meaning last week, Mr. Pence cites three of these defections from the conservative cause by President Trump. First, Mr. Trump's ambiguous stance on aiding Ukraine's fight for freedom. Second, Social Security and Medicare. Quote, Donald Trump's policy is identical to Joe Biden on entitlement reform. Third, abortion. Mr. Trump blames the end of Roe v. Wade for the GOP's 2022 doldrums. Pence says, I believe that the cause of life has been the animating core of our movement for 50 years, and that the American people and Republicans long to see leadership that remains dedicated to the principle of restoring the sanctity of life to the center of American law. And the discussion goes on that Pence says that Republicans need to resist the siren song of populism unmoored to conservative principle. He says, the Kyle Peterson, who did this interview, said, it's an interesting argument for this particular Tuesday afternoon in New York. Simultaneously, in Miami, Mr. Trump is being arraigned on charges of mishandling national secrets. Mr. Pence says he cannot defend what is alleged, but the president is entitled to his day in court. Circumspect as usual, yet if Mr. Trump casually showed off a classified Pentagon plan to attack Iran, maybe anybody can make the case that he's an agent of his own destruction. And then they point out that Chris Christie will do that. In fact, Chris Christie was on CNN with Jake Tapper and talking about that pledge they want Republicans to take before they can appear on the debate. And the pledge would be that I'm going to support anyone who actually wins the nomination will have my support. I'm not sure Donald Trump will take that pledge. He didn't last time. You may remember they had a show of hands where they asked, will everybody who's up here agree to support the nominee, whoever it was? Well, this is Christie about taking that pledge this time. Listen, clip five.
Jake, I'm going to go back to 2016 again and say I'm going to take the pledge just as seriously as Donald Trump took it in 2016. As you'll remember, Reince Priebus had to go up to Trump Tower to get him to sign it, to ask him to do so. He did, and then we went to a subsequent debate, and we were all asked if we would reaffirm our support of whoever the nominee was going to be by raising our hand. There were 10 of us on the stage. 9 of us raised our hands. The one who didn't was Donald Trump. And so I'll take the pledge in 2024 just as seriously as Donald Trump took the pledge in 2016.
Okay, what he's meaning is that Donald Trump, when he was asked about it on live TV, did not go along with the pledge he had already signed in writing with Reince Priebus, who is then the Republican chair. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit coming up about the missing ingredient that Trump has in his campaign right now. It's an ingredient that he very much had and used and deployed for his own success and to get him elected president back in 2016. So what are we lacking right now? Is it just a question of these indictments? No, it's much deeper than that. We'll get to it coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show on God's green earth.
Look, it's a no-brainer.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a tremendously thought-provoking and original piece that came out in the website. I don't think it's been in the newspaper yet, of the New York Times, and it's by a writer named Astead Herndon, who I'd never heard of before. And it's so well written and so insightful, I thought, wow, actually, Jeremy, we should get him on. He he writes about the missing ingredient in the Trump campaign this year, as opposed to his original campaign back in 2015. He started, then he got elected president in 2016. And Asted Herndon writes, when Donald Trump was indicted on criminal charges in New York City 2 months ago, I tried to make sense of the political fallout with my colleague Nate Cohn, the Times chief political analyst. After poring over traditional markers about fundraising and poll numbers, Nate mentioned another standard that I've been thinking about the past few days. Do Trump's legal challenges make him more or less fun? And then he answers, the question is awkward as it suggests that the reason some Americans are drawn to politicians are divorced from the seriousness of their office. But after Trump's arraignment in federal court in Miami this week, I'm reminded of its importance. Nate wasn't calling Trump fun as a self-evident fact, but rather identifying a set of voters who are attracted to showmanship and celebrity, who are distinct from Trump's base and follow politics only casually, if at all. These voters matter, he says, for Trump's 2024 campaign. 5% of Trump's voters in 2016 were disengaged from politics, a study by Democracy Fund, a pro-democracy group, found. And that is the type of margin that made a big difference in such a close contest. What distinguishes this group? Perhaps you have a friend who doesn't care about politics, but can't believe Trump said that? Or who recognizes the belittling nicknames he bestowed on Republicans in the 2016 primary, like Little Marco, or Lion Ted, monikers that have stuck beyond Republican circles. Such awareness is part of the effect of Trump's celebrity and his ability to command attention in ways no other candidate can. When Trump was at his political peak, that quality extended beyond his most ardent supporters to political outsiders who were attracted to his style or were at least entertained by it. And I think this is spot on. And I was thinking about it. Trump used to say, and I've gone back and checked it out, and you can hear it yourself. If you listen to his rallies in 2016, Trump at a lot of those rallies would say, are you having fun? There's no place like a Trump rally for fun. We're having so much fun here. We're having so much fun. And he would say things that basically, I don't think people took seriously, but they were part of this idea of, have fun with it. The Trump campaign would be exciting. It would be fun. It would be new. It would be different. And when people were chanting, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, I don't think people really believed that President Trump would would imprison Hillary Clinton or even prosecute Hillary Clinton. And by the way, he never did. This is what is so remarkable to me, and it's another realization I had over the weekend, frankly, which nobody has pointed out, it seems to me, which is that President Trump is saying that there's a double standard, that people are prosecuting him for his mishandling of classified material, but they didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton got away with it. Nothing happened to her. She never had to pay account. Who was Attorney General when that happened? It was Trump's Attorney General. It was Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr. And again, if Trump had wanted strongly to appoint a special prosecutor to go after Hillary Clinton, he had 4 years as president. And no, a president can't appoint a special prosecutor directly, but he can certainly suggest very strongly to his attorneys general that that's something he wants and he considers a priority. And this idea of having fun, when people are saying, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. They didn't believe that literally. I think when he used to play this call and response game with the wall, what are we going to build? A wall! And who's going to pay for it? Mexico! Did anyone really believe that, honestly, that President? No, but people enjoyed it because it was showed nerve and it showed verve. And when he talked about cleaning up the swamp and draining the swamp, there was a sense of fun in the Trump campaign. The last time that I really saw that was at the very end of the campaign in 2020, where they started using the song YMCA. YMCA, you know, the song from the Village People. And they changed it to MAGA. And there's all kinds of footage of Trump dancing to it. And he knows he's not a great dancer. and as someone who myself, I don't dance. I believe in the title of the Norman Mailer novel, Tough Guys Don't Dance. No. But Trump was silly. And it was entertaining. In any event, that sense of fun that made his campaign appealing to people who weren't deeply committed to him ideologically or any other way, that sense that this is fresh and it's different and it's lively and it's fun out there, that's gone. You just look at Trump in the hearing room, in the courtroom where he is being arraigned. Now, look, there's nothing about indictments that says fun. Yeah, let's have fun with indictments. Oh, boy, good. But as they point out in this piece I'm mentioning by Asted Herndon, he says that basically, most important, Trump himself looks miserable. Even as Republican voters have largely rallied behind him, and even as he remains the front runner to secure the Republican nomination, he appears to be wrestling with the reality that his freedom is in jeopardy. So, where does it go? And what's the alternative? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
There is no place that's better, more fun, or safer than
the Michael MedVet Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Dangerous weather is affecting millions of people in the Southeast. Excessive heat warnings and advisories are in effect from Texas to Louisiana following this weekend's hazardous weather. Heavy rainfall and thunderstorms continue throughout tonight. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis brought his presidential campaign to the West Coast, criticizing Joe Biden's America.
And we can't let our country descend into some type of dumpster fire of woke ideology. And that's not going to happen on my watch.
DeSantis held a private fundraising breakfast in Sacramento, marking his first visit to California since acknowledging his state's role in transporting asylum seekers there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the U.S. and China aim to improve relations, as discussed during his meeting with President Xi Jinping in Beijing. Blinken also mentioned future visits by senior U.S. officials to China. John Schaefer, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And has President Trump lost the fun factor, which helped to put him in office? And I think it did help to put him in office. There was no question about it. There was an energy there, even when he was dancing to MAGA. That was part of the appeal. Is it part of the appeal right now? President Trump recently, and I've spent a great deal of time watching him, watching his speeches that he gave after the speech he gave from Mar-a-Lago after his first indictments, his indictments in New York from Alvin Bragg, from the district attorney, and then the much more serious second indictments, the speech he gave, which was not rambling on like his traditional speeches are. It was pre-written, it was tight, it was controlled, it was only 38 minutes. The speech he gave after his Jack Smith indictments and arraignments that had taken place in Florida. And somebody else who seems to be the opposite of fun. And this idea of being fun is that when Franklin Roosevelt gave a famous nominating speech for Al Smith in 1924, and Al Smith, by the way, didn't even get the nomination in 1924, he got it in 1928, but Franklin Roosevelt famously described him as the happy warrior, which is a reference to a Wordsworth poem. And there have been other candidates who have been described as the happy warriors. Hubert Humphrey talked about the politics of joy, and he would be the happy warrior because he was an ebullient personality. and he was vice president under President Johnson. But the idea of candidates either attracting support based upon their self-confidence and their sense that they're enjoying the process, that is the missing ingredient for President Trump right now. Is the one thing you couldn't take away from him from the time he came down that escalator with his Melania. For a moment there, Melania was right with him, and he was enjoying every bit of it. And he may have been saying terrible things about the country, but you could tell that this was a guy who was getting a kick out of the process. When you saw that speech that he delivered from Bedminster, New Jersey, and it was an outdoor speech, and it was right after the evening after the arraignment in Miami, he was a sad sack. He wasn't enjoying the process, not at all. Somebody else who is an incredible sad sack, which is why I am astonished that he's getting any votes at all, and it's partially because people haven't listened to him, is Robert Kennedy Jr., who is the main challenger, right now at least, until Gavin Newsom gets into the race. Robert Kennedy Jr. is the main challenger to President Biden on the Democratic side. And he got interviewed by podcaster Joe Rogan. And aside from ridiculous mathematics, his numbers are completely wrong and wildly understated. But RFK Jr. sounded like this. Listen, this is clip 12.
Try feeding yourself on 90 cents a day in this country. 30 million Americans got that call. These are, and that same month, we bailed out, we printed $300 billion new dollars to bail out the Silicon Valley Bank. And we topped off the Ukraine war commitment to $113 billion. So we got lots of money for the military-industrial complex, lots of money for the bankers, you know, the banksters. But we're starving Americans to death. Starving them. And because of all the inflation, we spent $16 trillion on the lockdown. We wasted, got nothing for it. $8 trillion on the Ukraine war. That's $24 trillion that they had to print to pay for nothing. That money, the way they're paying it back, they're not going to tell us they're raised taxes because you can't do that. It's a hidden tax called inflation, and it hits the poor and the middle class, and it has dismantled the middle class in this country.
Okay, and first of all, his addition isn't entirely correct, nor is his comparison of Dr. Fauci and people trying to save the lives of Americans. We did lose more than a million people as part of the pandemic, and yet Dr. Kennedy, no, he's not a doctor. Robert F. Kennedy is somebody who believes that basically people who are trying to save lives were the equivalent of Nazi mass murderers. Listen.
The right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us. We, you know, the Nazis did that in the camps in World War II. They tested vaccines on gypsies and Jews. And the world was so horrified after the war that we signed the Nuremberg Charter. And we all pledged when we do that, we would never again impose unwanted medical interventions on human beings without informed consent. And yet in 2 years, all of that conviction has suddenly disappeared. And people are walking around in masks where the science has not been explained to them. They are doing what they're told. They are orchestrating, these government agencies are orchestrating obedience. And it is not democratic. It's not the product of democracy.
It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race and plunge us into a dystopian nightmare where the apocalyptical forces of ignorance and greed will be running our lives and ruining our children.
Okay, I'm sorry. There are 1.5 million Jewish children who were killed by the Nazis. They weren't killed by vaccines. They were killed in gas chambers, mostly. But they also had the Einsatzgruppen that was lined people up in ditches and just shot them to death. This is obscene. You know what? The one quote, my favorite quote of the day, is actually from Theodore Roosevelt V, who goes by Ted Roosevelt. And yes, he is a direct linear descendant of the great President Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt. And he says, "Let me confirm, being related to a president does not make you a worthwhile candidate." That's entirely relevant to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, how pathetic. A dystopian nightmare. It's apocalyptic, because, and he talks about people being forced, like concentration camp victims were, to be subject to experiments. The point is, it is informed consent. When people got polio vaccines, which saved countless lives, the measles vaccines, which he's opposed to, people hear about it, and they do consent. And again, I am planning, they've just announced they're going to be releasing a new vaccine coming up this fall to deal with a new strain of COVID. Why wouldn't you take it, for God's sake? Did you remember people lining up to get their shots? And the shots were free, and people wanted desperately to get them and found that it saved lives. Again, it's important.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, when you're young, your immune system is strong and can defend you. But as you get older, coffee, sugar, alcohol, fast food, they take a toll. They make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and maybe, God forbid, win. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. Three little 1 ounce drinks a day is all you need. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy and heartburn, and that's no longer a problem. You'll start to feel younger and healthier, and I know because I use Balance 7 every day. Try it, and you get $15 off for your order, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Medved. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Don't forget the code word Medved. Meanwhile, there's a remarkable event in the movie business, because if there has been one sort of reliable brand name for box office success, tremendous box office success, and for high quality entertainment, it's been Pixar. They have done literally some of the best animated films of all time, some of the most entertaining moving, satisfying children's movies of all time. Not this week. One of the glum takeaways from the weekend box office, which found Elemental, a $200 million plus Pixar original, arriving to a disastrous $29.5 million in domestic ticket sales. Now, you may say, well, $29.5 million, that's not bad. It costs $200 million, more than. That money is gone. It's vanished. It's a disaster. $29.5 million in ticket sales. The Flash, we're going to be playing a review in a moment. The Flash, a Warner superhero spectacle that also cost about $200 million, also struggled. taking in a lethargic $55.1 million, according to ComScore. But still, the Flash, with all of its problems, did twice the business they did for Elemental. Hard to sugarcoat this, said David A. Gross, a film consultant who publishes a newsletter on box office numbers. And questions about Pixar's health have swirled in Hollywood and among investors since last June, when the Disney-owned studio released Lightyear to disastrous results. How could Pixar, the gold standard of animation studios for nearly three decades, have gotten a movie so wrong, especially one about Buzz Lightyear, a bedrock Toy Story character? I actually liked Lightyear. I was one of the few critics who did. I thought it was inventive and highly watchable, but not so much Elemental. In any event, attendance for Elemental over the weekend reinforced the brand problem hypothesis. It was Pixar's worst opening weekend result ever in the United States and Canada. The previous bottom was Onward, another lousy film, by the way, which arrived to $39 million, $46 million after adjusting for inflation and domestic ticket sales in March 2020. Just as the coronavirus pandemic started to sweep the gold. Elemental, they describe it as a cross-cultural girl-meets-boy romantic comedy, took in an additional $15 million in limited release overseas, Disney said. We've trained audiences that these films will be available for you on Disney+. That's their TV network, of course. Pete Docter, Pixar's chief creative officer, said on Friday in an interview with Variety, a trade news outlet, "We're trying to make sure people realize there's a great deal you're missing by not seeing it on the big screen." I don't think with this particular movie that's true. The difficulty also with The Flash is that the star of the movie, Ezra Miller, who played The Flash, became a divisive figure, this is from the New York Times, after off-screen legal troubles and erratic behavior in 2021 and 2022. The actor, who is non-binary, issued an apology last year and said they were seeking mental health treatment. They largely did not do publicity for The Flash. I mean, Ezra Miller was involved in charges of violence and abuse and robbery, burglary. Well, again, that's not doing so well. In any event, it is fascinating when you see how much that matters is story elements. The one thing that made Walt Disney such a great master of entertainment with all of his animated films, and this is something that one of the leading critics on Disney films said, was simply that he was the best script doctor. He was the best person to work on getting the script and the story right. The difficulties with Elemental, despite some really clever and funny moments, well, you can see them. Meanwhile, there is The Flash, which does include two different famous Batmen, both Ben Affleck as Batman and then as an older version of Batman, because it's a time-traveling movie, there's Michael Keaton. But is it worth seeing or looking for after its soft opening? Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Ezra Miller plays a slightly nerdy superhero with such astonishing speed that he can go back in time to change things. And fortunately, he gets help from other standards in the DC comic book universe who make crucial appearances in The Flash.
You lost both parents in one day.
I went back in time to save my parents, but instead, I completely broke the universe.
Well, fortunately, Batman, played by Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton at different points in time, is on hand to help fix things and to help clarify an astonishingly complicated plot. The action sequences are often dazzling. There's a great deal of welcome humor, and the process of sorting through the confusion over the course of 2.5 hours gives you some sympathy for these well-beloved characters. Rated PG-13 for comic book violence, 2.5 stars for The Flash, which is serviceable rather than splendid. And speaking of serviceable rather than splendid, there's some criticism that we'll cover next time on the MedVed Show from USA Today about the governor of Florida, who, as you may know, is running for president. They say at USA Today, it seems the Florida governor might want to focus less on the question, how can I stop wokeness, and more on, why am I losing to someone who keeps getting arrested? Yeah, that's kind of an open question. We'll also speak to Gordon Chang. Xi tells Blinken in a high-stakes meeting that the world needs stable U.S.-China relations. And there's also a lot of controversy because Blinken seems to have hinted that, no, the United States does not believe that Taiwan needs to be defended as an independent nation. So what is the story and where do we go from here? And is the Iran deal back on the table? That is a very real question. What is the latest with the so-called massacre? Some 90 people shot, at least. Thank God most of them didn't die. In a confrontation in the West Bank in Jenin in Israel. And then also, City Journal is reporting that Portland is apparently sobering up after years of disorder and misgovernance. That's going to be a tough hangover, you've got to believe. But we will cover it all and look forward to the day after Juneteenth. Coming at you tomorrow, next time, in this greatest nation, on God's green earth.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVidHistoryStore.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.